How do photons make decisions? It makes physicalists very uncomfortable when the talk turns to photons making decisions and choices, or changing their properties depending on how they are being observed. Starting in the late 1970s, John Archibald Wheeler developed a series of thought experiments to test the crucial question: do photons change their behavior because of the questions/intentions of the experimenter? The alternative is that they change their behavior for some purely physical reason, such as interacting with a detector device. Wheeler's thought experiment considered how a photon actually behaves in flight. Remember, a photon can't be seen in flight and is known only at the moment of detection. If a detector is placed right at the slit, it shows in real time that each photon passes through one slit, the way a pellet would. What if we place the detector after the slit? Wheeler asked. It turns out that the photon can delay its decision to behave like a wave or a particle until after it passes through the slit, which is very peculiar. But it was just as peculiar to suppose, as some theorists did, that in wave mode, a photon would be passing through both slits at the same time. Going a step further, could photons make decisions and later change their mind? This is a distinct possibility in Wheeler's thought experiment. For example, you can place two aligned polarizers at the double slits to cancel out any wave-like interference. Yet, if you then let the photons pass through a third polarizer that erases this effect, the photons will be restored to their original state and can behave like waves, producing the interference pattern that supposedly was erased. This twin phenomenon of delayed choice and quantum eraser makes it hard to believe in a strict physicalist explanation. The way a quantum is observed takes center stage. There were other wrinkles too. Physicist Richard Feynman proposed that if a detector for individual photons were placed between the two slits, the wave-like interference pattern would disappear. Both Wheeler's and Feynman's thought experiments have been generally accepted, despite great difficulties in setting up actual lab experiments to validate them. But do they solve the mystery of what the observer is doing to make photons behave the way they do? Like a ghostly apparition, the observer effect appears before our eyes, but we can't wrap our arms around it. Wheeler hit upon the right conclusion, we feel. He declared that physicists were making a mistake to believe that particles had the dual properties of wave and particle to begin with. Actually, quantum phenomena are neither waves nor particles, but are intrinsically undefined until the moment they are measured. In a sense, the British philosopher Bishop Berkeley was right when he asserted 2 centuries ago, "To be is to be perceived." In other words, there is no observer, effect, or problem, as if the observer is an intruder who pops in on nature, disturbing her privacy by peeking this way and that. Instead, things exist because they are perceived. This insight on Wheeler's part is why he insisted over and over that we live in a participatory universe. The observer is woven into the very fabric of reality. Suddenly, the human universe doesn't seem either far-fetched or far away. The quantum revolution is over a century old. Why hasn't the mind-like behavior of the universe become commonly known? Why is it not being taught in schools? If anything, the cosmos is more elusive now than it was in the first 25 to 30 years of the quantum era. In large part, the bafflement being felt today comes back to the Heisenberg cut. A strict division between quantum and classical worlds may work mathematically, but in reality, the dividing line is porous, blurry, and perhaps a mirage. If it takes an observer, seated squarely in the classical world, to prompt a photon to make a choice, seated squarely in the quantum world, how alien could the two realms be? So let's shift the emphasis and ask why we don't perceive quantum effects in daily life. Quanta are very small, but so are viruses, and they exert enormous effects all the time by causing disease. A cold or flu virus comes and goes in your body, but quanta affect you at every moment. Raise your hand and take a look at it. In this simple gesture, you performed a quantum activity. Since sight begins with photons, which are quanta, striking the retina of your eye. Look at your garden and the trees outside. Photons of sunlight make them grow. So being microscopic isn't a problem with photons. Instead, we have some built-in mechanisms that act as blocks to truly perceiving what photons do.